few halachas which apply to Shavuos morning. One of the next two or three days we have to cover some of the halachas. One of the issues is the halachas of Al and Tirs Yadayim. I just want to give the background to the question, understand how the resolution to the problem is. We know there's a Gemara. The Gemara says that a person washes his hands in the morning because when a person sleeps at night, there's a tumah on the person. When the neshama leaves the person partially when he goes to sleep, so whenever kedusha leaves, tumah comes, wakes in the morning, that tumah leaves, but it remains on the hands until a person washes his hands. You do not make a bracha for that netilah. It's a Kabbalistic halacha mentioned in the Gemara in a few places, the idea, but you do not make a bracha on that type of netilah. Why do we make a bracha about Tirs Yadayim in the morning? So this is a machlokes between a Rashba and a Rosh. The Rashba says we make a bracha about Tirs Yadayim in the morning because a person now is dedicating himself to the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day, like a Kohen who would go into the Beis HaMikdash and he would wash his hands before he did the service. And that's why you wash and you make a bracha for that reason. The second reason is the Rosh argues, it says the reason why you make a bracha in the morning is the person was sleeping during the nighttime, he touched places which are not clean, potentially. Before he davens, he has to wash his hands and say a bracha. Those are the two reasons given in halacha why you say a bracha in the morning. Each one disagrees with the other one. So now, we come in the morning, the person was up the whole night, what's the halacha about washing? So the Zohar, the basic answer is masupik, is the tumah come because of the night or because of the sleep? So you have to wash because of that, but you don't make a bracha because of that. Okay, so you're making a bracha, according to the Rosh, you're up the whole night, you did not sleep, you did not touch places which are uncovered. There's no reason to make a bracha, no reason to wash, I mean, except for the tumah. So according to the Rosh, you would not be making a bracha in the morning. According to the Rashba, he says, even though you do not sleep, the Rashba says in the Tshuva, each day you have to dedicate yourself again, and make, like Pluk Chazal said, you always have to make another netilah with a bracha. However, the Mishabur points out that the person went to the bathroom, and when he's in the bathroom, he touched part of his body that's normally covered, even according to the Rosh, you would need to make a bracha. Even though we do not make a bracha according to the Rosh for Mincha, for Marv, for the Shachos, we would. So the Mishabur says the best thing in that situation, this morning, is a person comes upon for davening, he goes to the bathroom, touches the part of his body which is not necessarily covered, normally covered, and according to everybody, he can say the bracha of Al and Tirs Yadayim. He does not need anybody to invite to him with the bracha of Al and Tirs Yadayim. Have a good morning.